The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up? What's up? Happy Friday to you all. This is the Intentional Grounding Podcast with the Buffalo Rumblings Network, and this is the 3-minute drill. This is where I give you my thoughts for the game in 3 minutes or less. So let's get into it. All right, we got the Cincinnati Bengals coming. We're actually going to Cincinnati. This is going to be a phenomenal game, man. You got two of the best quarterbacks in the league. And then, you know, I don't know if you guys have checked out Twitter lately, but there's been some trash talking by none other than Tyler Boyd, you know. So these boys are going to be ready to go. It's going to be popping both sides of the ball for both these teams. And I want to bring up Joe Burrow. You know, we know that Josh Allen, Joe Burrow debate rages on. I mean, 1 week it's Josh Allen's the second best quarterback. The next week, Joe Burrow's the next quarterback. Let's talk about Joe Burrow for a second. In the last three games, he has 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, with a quarterback rating of 64.8. That would place him around between 10 and 15, and a 78 completion percentage. That's pretty dang good. So the last three games, we've seen an uptick in Joe Burrow's play. Allegedly, he's completely healed, so there are no excuses after this game. We saw him run around a little bit last week, and he looked pretty good. Joe Burrow is playing really good football. So, Joe Burrow, he's a dog. The Bills are going to have to answer that with generating pressure with four. You know, you're not going to sit back and rush five or six guys with a guy like this. This is not one of those quarterbacks that, like, you know, Sam Howell, where you could take advantage of blitzing him and sending tons of pressure. But what the Bills need to do, Ed Oliver, Von Miller, Greg Rousseau, who's kind of been quiet the last few games, these guys need to get off and generate pressure on Joe Burrow. Maybe use some stunts, some simulated pressures. Get your hands up, you know, bat some balls down. They're going to have to really dictate terms and to kind of get Joe Burrow off the spot. We know in the playoff game last year, the Bills' defensive line did not rise up to the occasion. I think that's going to be different this year. Let's talk about another thing. The Bengals on defense. So right now, according to PFF, they're 28th overall defense. Okay. They're 29th in the run, 27th in tackling. So the Bills are 29th, and we know how bad the Bills are at tackling. They're 4th in pass rush, so, you know, they do generate pressure, and they're 29th in coverage. What can the Bills do with this Bengals defense? Well, I think it starts with Dalton Kincaid. You got to get Dalton Kincaid, Khalil Shakir going very early in the down. I think that's going to benefit, the Bills offensively. The Bills need to start fast. RPO is going to be huge. They got Logan Wilson, Jermaine Pratt. These linebackers are very good in coverage, so they're going to have to keep these guys on their toes. Come out just like you did last week. You know, keep these guys guessing. 11 personnel. That's the engine. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. All right, guys, that is all that we have right here for the 3-minute drill right here on the Buffalo Rumblings VidCast feed. Just make sure that you like, follow, subscribe. And just so you know, I will be going live Sunday night right after the game. You guys live blessed and have a great freaking weekend. Go Bills. And I do predict a win, 28-24. So with that being said, go Bills. We out of here.